Well, friends, we are now a couple of weeks into this new calendar year of 2023. Everybody writing that on their checks now? Anybody still writing actual checks now? Good, just check. But I've noticed something interesting, actually, in these first couple of weeks. I have been getting a lot less mail, and actually a lot less email, particularly than I did that last month of December, when it seemed that every organization in the entire world was sending me either a paper letter or an email message asking for a donation. Did you have that also? Right. And look, I don't mind those things. Karen and I, our family makes tzedakah donations throughout the year. We do a good fair share of it at the end of the calendar year. Our kids help us out in suggesting things where they're interested in donating, we make donating. But I actually found that this past December that I was actually throwing out or deleting from my email a lot more of them than in previous years. Did that happen to you too? Did you find that also? And some of that I think is just the increase in the number of organizations that were asking. I don't know how I got on all of those mailing lists, but I worry sometimes that I was a little quick to throw some things out or to delete them from my inbox because of donation fatigue, right? How many organizations can I actually support? How many organizations can actually ask me for support, right? What difference can my small contribution make, and how many places can I actually make a donation? And oh my goodness, there's so many places and so many problems, and sometimes we just get a little tired of that. Sometimes we want to just say enough already, right? Makes me feel a little hard-hearted about that, and then I feel guilty about doing it. Does that happen to you too? Okay, so we're all in the same boat there. But actually, hard-hearted is a curious phrase, isn't it, right? Are there medical professionals with us tonight? Raise your hand. I am not one, but I've watched enough TV shows that I know that in real life, hearts are not that hard. They're kind of squishy and slimy and muscly, right? And in popular use, right? How many of you have been to CVS lately and seen what's already out there before New Year's even began, right? Hearts are roundish and they're red or they're pink and they're snuggly and lovey. So then where did this notion of being hard-hearted come from? What does that mean? We actually find the phrase in our Torah portion this very week, called Vayera. In our portion this week, Moses gets his final marching orders to go to confront Pharaoh, and we get the details of the first seven plagues. Just by way of review, Dam, Tzvardea, right? Blood, frog, lice, incense, insects, pestilence, inflammation, and hail. Those are the first seven. Yeah, practice up, guys. Passover is coming. We could study the actual text of it a little, some other time in a little more detail, but there's a basic pattern that emerges. Moses goes to Pharaoh and says, "Let my people go." Pharaoh says, "No." Moses says, "Okay, but then this is going to happen to you." And this particular plague happens. And Pharaoh says, "Okay, okay, you can go if only you'll make it stop." And it stops. And Pharaoh's heart is hardened, and he won't let the Israelites go. Now, our commentators actually teach that throughout the cycle of these plagues, Pharaoh gets so used to this particular pattern, so used to saying no and refusing to let them go, that his heart learns to harden itself, and he loses the ability or the knowledge of how to repent. He couldn't even do teshuva if he wanted to, because he had forgotten how his heart had gotten so calcified from all of the saying no. Right? We know when you have a hardened heart, it is hard to soften it at all. I think we all have this unfortunate potential to become hard-hearted when we toss out donation appeals, or when we flip past the commercials on TV for the ASPCA or for the kids in Africa, when we walk past people on the street who need our help. Those are moments when we might feel our hearts hardening. There was a particularly glaring example, I have to mention, of hard-heartedness just in the last month, at the end of December. It was Christmas Eve, and Christmas Eve in the district this year was particularly cold. Do you remember that? It's about 15 degrees outside. And out of that cold night came three buses carrying over 100 people, including children, wearing only the clothes on their back, some of them in t-shirts. And they were unceremoniously dropped off the bus out into the cold night in front of the vice president's residence in DC. These 100 plus people were migrants from Central and South America. They had crossed over into the United States, some legally, some illegally, some seeking asylum. We don't know the details, but they had had the misfortune of crossing from Mexico into the United States in the great state of Texas. And the Texas government took them and put them on these buses as political pawns in the fight about immigration and border control. Now, don't get me wrong, reasonable people can have different opinions about that important public policy, about immigration and border security. We can disagree about that. We can have reasonable conversations, debate and discuss, work together to find a solution. But it strikes me as particularly hard-hearted to send men, women, and children seeking a better life 1,600 miles on a bus, wearing the thinnest of clothing, to drop them off without any coordination, without any local authorities, in 15-degree weather on Christmas Eve. I'm sorry, but that is hard-hearted. Look, we don't have to respond to every solicitation that comes in our inbox. We don't have to help every person in the world who needs assistance. We can't do it all. But we need to be mindful of the moments when we might feel our hearts hardening. As we enter this new calendar year, let us not be as hard-hearted as Pharaoh was. If our compassion has calcified, if our mercy has fossilized, if our obligation to do justice has ossified, let us learn to loosen them. When we see the needs of those sick at heart, when we feel the pain of those stricken at heart, when we hear the very weary cries of those worn out at heart, let us yearn to soften our hearts, soft enough to cushion the blows that might break a heart, soft enough to soothe the jagged edges of a soul, soft enough to hear the call to know in our heart to do what is right. Kenihi Ratzon, may this softening of our hearts be God's will. And together let us all say, Amen.